Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
104.1 Lakes Country, and we're here sitting at beautiful Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan, the owner and operator. And this is our third episode, and today we are sitting in front of the fire pit overlooking the 21 Slip Marina. And Jason, welcome back to the show today.
Thanks, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to have you here at the Pines again.
Last week we were here, 2 to 3 foot rollers. Boats are going around the corner and coming right back in today. Calm, a light breeze, and flat water. It's got to make a difference for the anglers and the boaters and even the kayakers and people that want to get out and just enjoy a little lake recreation.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, part of the adventure up here on Voyagers and on Cab, in Voyagers and on Cab, is that, you know, from week to week, it's ever changing. I mean, that's the value of hearing from these anglers, from these guides out here about what to expect, what's coming up, you know, for the forecast and how things are going to change.
And literally what changes it? The wind, the water temperature is finally going to warm up a little bit now. We're getting into some warmer weather. Like, we went from summer to winter to spring summer now. Like, but it looks like we're building back and definitely going to turn the fish on, I would believe.
Yeah, and actually we've seen that in the last couple of days. We had a guest out on one of our rental boats, and he had a 45-inch plus northern. Gorgeous fish.
That's a good fish.
Massive head.
Yeah.
Caught a couple of keeper walleyes, you know, so it's turning on.
It really is. You know, people say the 40-inch club. I kind of think it should be the 45, because that difference between 40 and 45 and up, 45, it's just a difference, the size, the bulk of them. Like, they just get bigger in that 5 inches.
Yeah, he was in a tough spot because he's got the bump board, and the bump board wasn't long enough.
That's awesome. And I couldn't measure the whole thing.
Couldn't measure the whole thing.
That's too bad. Yeah. So what's been going on this week? How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Fabulous. We were full. It was nice to see the marina all full of boats. Lots of families out. We've got our water trampoline out.
See that?
They were already out in the water. They were brave. It was funny to watch some of them jump in and right out.
An alligator water trampoline.
Yeah, it's got an alligator head that's a slide and a tail that's a slide that's connected to the trampoline.
There. That's awesome. And you know, not too far from the dock. A lot of these, they're so far out there. I see kids struggling to get to them. At least, you know, it's a quick swim, and then they're right there if they need someone to help them or anything.
Yeah, we got it close, and you know, we got the throw ring and a pole and everything ready too if they need help.
It's beautiful. So full house this weekend. Any memorable moments other than the 45-inch?
Oh gosh, you put me on the spot.
I
did. You know, I really like walking around on the property. You know, we deliver firewood to guests and deliver ice, and you know, getting stopped by the guests and they're just in awe. They absolutely love it, especially those clifftop sites. It really makes Sarah and I happy to hear those stories and how our guests are happy.
Isn't that nice? And we talked about maybe in a few more episodes, once we get everything figured out with the lake and everything, talking to some guests, listening to their experiences, because that's what makes it. And that actually is what brings other people in when they hear what a guest has experienced and why they're having such a great time.
Yep, that's it. You know, we get the reviews. I encourage people to check out our Google reviews, TripAdvisor. I mean, look at Sort by Newest, and you'll see we just got 3 today from very happy guests.
Awesome. And that's what makes it. You know, and the good thing is you're a hands-on operator that is encouraging this. Some places, it's not always like that. And that is the what sets people apart, is taking that time to engage and see what's right and see if anything is wrong, how to fix it and move forward and then just be better all the time.
Yeah, that's a question we ask all the time. You know, we had a wonderful time. Everything was great. There's anything you could tell us you'd like us to do a little bit better? Any advice? And so, you know, sometimes they have one minor little thing and we get all over it.
And that's the sign of someone that wants to learn and make it their experience better for their guests. And that's great. Hey, I was just in your gift shop. Some pretty cool stuff in there. I noticed that you had some coffee mugs and from St. Paul Dineen Pottery. It looks pretty cool. You have log cabin playset for kids. I really like that.
Yeah, it's got Pines of Cabotogama log cabin playset. Just like when, you know, when I was a little kid, they had the log cabins and you could build them. You know?
I played with those a lot as a kid, which is, they're great. Lincoln Logs when we were kids, right? How about you have a hat? I like the thinner long sleeve hoodies where it's not such a heavy hoodie. It's like a long sleeve fishing shirt with a hoodie. Those are fantastic. Fish hats. Fish crumbs for if you catch some fish, you want to have a fish fry, marshmallows, little convenience store area. in there, which I did not notice last week. So really, they don't have, no one has to go far. They're here.
Yeah, we've got, you know, the basics, and for our guests, if they need something.
That's excellent. Hey, who are you talking to this week for the Pines of Captogama Fishing and Recreation Report?
Yeah, I had a pleasure of meeting with Trent Snyder, fishing guide out here. His father, Jerry, had been a guide for many years, owned Idlewild Resort, and now Trent's a guide along with his son, Walleye Wiley.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good name. Now, I don't want to give away too much, but I listened to the interview. At one point, there were four of them all working together on the lake. What I really picked up at that interview, I don't know if he said two guarantees or two things that they wanted to happen, but A, an experience, and B, a catch. He guarantees if you bring your smiles, he's going to give you that experience, and most likely you're going to catch some fish. But I just like the attitude of, and even when I have a bad day on the lake, or like fishing-wise, I don't have a bad day. Yeah. I have a great day. But he said lots of laughs, lots of smiles, and that sounds like a great guy to fish with.
Oh, yeah. He's a blast. He's a riot. It was a great interview.
That was a great job with it. Well, anything else you want to add before we kick it over to you and Trent?
You know, as we head into June here, we got a little bit of lull, so we got quite a bit of space is available. If anybody's interested for coming up for a quick little getaway, come take us a look. And then now, you know, as we get the kids out of school, things are going to ramp up here. So
for sure. And you know, and when he says a lull in June, that's it, because July, August, September, it's going to be rocking. So yeah, get up here while you can, or you might be jockeying for a position to get a spot. But June is where people are still waiting for the kids to get out of school. They're trying to get their plans going. But once July hits, we hit Canada Day and also July 4th in this region that we're at, it goes.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
Right on. Well, did you have a good time with the kids on the weekend? I know that you were looking forward to seeing them.
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. Got to go out on a pontoon pizza party.
Perfect.
Over Rocky Ledge. I got my new boat that we got out on the water, and we had a wonderful time.
She's a beauty. What? Tell us a little bit about that boat.
It's a 25-foot Avalon Entertainer. It's got a high-top table with chairs around it, 200-horse Mercury on it, and it zips around Tritune.
A Tritune. And, you know, I've been watching some commercials lately. These Tritunes on oceans, they're going through 3-4-foot waves, and they're smoother than, he said, you can go 40, 50 miles an hour through 3-foot waves on a Tritune with the right, you can put your people at the back, pull your motor up a little bit, and you can kind of get through some pretty crazy water on them.
Yeah, it was my first experience really spending a lot of time piloting a Tritune.
Yep.
And what blew me away is as I get a couple of these bigger Luns going by and I hit their wakes, you don't even know they're there.
Yeah, and these are, I'm watching like fishing shows from Florida and, you know, Galveston, Texas, and they're like, it doesn't matter. You just go through them, and the one guy says, you don't even spill your coffee, I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So safety first, and a Tritune, you're not, if you ever hit anything, you've got two more to keep you afloat until you get to where you need to be, right?
For sure,
yep. Awesome. Okay, let's listen to Jason Sheehan and Trent Snyder on the Lake Cabotogama Recreation and Fishing Report.
This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama, your getaway to adventure in Voyageurs National Park. With 30 full hookup RV sites, including clifftop views 60 feet above the lake, you'll wake up to nature's best. Rent a Garmin-equipped boat or golf cart and hit the water from their private marina. Complete with electric hookups and fuel service, adventure begins at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge, just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Kex Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broaster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Kex Cove, everything you need and so much more. Kex Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
Welcome back to Cabotogama Lake Fishing and Recreation Report. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan, and this week we're joined by a true veteran of these waters, Trent Snyder. Trent is a third-generation fishing guide on Lake Cabotogama. He's been at this since he was 16 years old, following in the footsteps of his father, Jerry Snyder, a local legend and longtime owner of Idlewild Resort. Now, Trent guides alongside his son, and together they continue the legacy that spans more than half a century. Trent, it's a real pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thank you, Jason. It's nice to be here and nice to come and sit down and enjoy the sun this afternoon.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day now that east wind died.
Yeah, boy, we've had some plentiful wind over the last few days, haven't we? And finally starting to steady out, and hopefully the fishing will continue to go the right direction.
Yeah, hopefully. The dock fishing's been great, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, you know, when you get an east or a wind out of the north, it's just a natural for these fish to come in here and feed shallow right off the docks, especially this time of the year. So the dock fishing has been on fire, and it's actually been good on the lake. It's just been hard to get on the lake with that winds that we've been having, you know, the 30, 35 mile an hour winds. Keeps a lot of fishermen at bay.
Yeah, I've seen a couple come out of Gappa's Landing here, and like 2 minutes later, they're coming back in.
Yeah, and I'd strongly suggest if they don't have a good boat to handle that, they would be better served to come back to the shore.
Yep, yeah, I've seen that. Trent, take us back. Do you remember your first guided trip?
I absolutely remember my first guided trip.
Yeah. Yep.
I was 16 years old, and how it went is my mom and dad had purchased Idlewild Resort. That year, I was their first dock boy. I was 16 years old, and it kind of kicked off my guiding then. I didn't do a lot of guiding, but until about 2017, I got into it real heavily and more full-time. But until then, I did a lot of guiding part-time. I'd come up on weekends, help out, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But my very first guide trip, I took out an older couple, and we actually fished. I remember the name of the bay, which was Blind Ash Bay, and we had hit a few other spots, not really knowing what I was doing at that point in time. All I knew was put a jig and a minnow on and go out and try to catch fish. And we didn't catch a ton of fish, but I remember catching two walleyes, one that was 26 inches and one that was 25 inches, and they didn't care if they caught another fish, and I was glad because I wasn't sure how many more we were going to catch. So I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, what a memory. Your dad, he was more than a guide. He created a full experience. Have you found yourself echoing him in his approach over the years?
I hope I can say this without tearing up. Yeah. My dad was, he's still alive, but he doesn't get up here as often as he used to. But he truly was. He started the family legacy here. And he was in the construction business for years and purchased Idlewild Resort, who had been around for years before that by the Whipples. And the family just grew up here. And at one point in time, he was actually guiding on this lake. I had two brothers that were guiding on this lake. I was guiding on this lake. And my son, Wiley, who still guides on this lake. And so at one point in time, all of us were out here on the water guiding and fishing. And it was just a blast. But he started something that'll never end. And we were fortunate this last year, my wife and I, to buy a cabin on the lake. And they sold Idlewild Resort. My dad actually sold it to my brother, who ran it for another 18 years. And in 2022, my brother sold it. And when that happened, we all kind of kept a cabin or two that they could. My brother did. And then my wife and I purchased one on the lake here. And we just want to be on the water. It's just beautiful. And so, yeah, I owe everything to my father.
Now that you're out there with your son, Wiley, and what's it been like mentoring him?
You know, that's pretty awesome. I'll back up just a little bit. So Wiley, when my dad was guiding towards the end of his career, and he stopped guiding probably, I'm going to guess when he was 80, 79, 78, something like that. Wiley, we called him his little Gilligan. Wiley used to hop in the boat with dad, and they would travel and go fishing and guiding. And Wiley's job was to bait up other people's hook, get the net and net other people's fish. And Wiley at that point in time was probably 10, 11, 12 years old. I got to do the math to get everything figured out, and he did that up until about 15, and when he became the dock boy for Idlewild Resort, which goes into a different story. But mentoring issue was more so, I think, the first probably 10 years of Wiley's fishing career, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of that mentoring came from not only myself, but my dad. And if you look at his graph, he's got more waypoints than I have because of my pop. And so he learned a ton more spots than I did. So I got to tell you, honestly, it's probably in the last 5 years, he's been mentoring me more. Oh. So he's a student of the sport and has taught and educated me a lot more when it comes to fishing. The longer you've been doing it, the more you typically keep in tune to what works best for you. And these young guns are more into understanding and studying what changed and what's working better. And so I've actually learned a lot from him over the last probably three or four years. And but it's an absolute treasure. It's an absolute blast. Very few guys get the opportunity to work with their son hand in hand and get along like we're best friends. And that's what I've got going with Wiley. But that's really what, you know, that stems from my dad on up. So my brothers, myself, my dad, my son, we are all extremely a close family.
Oh, that's so special.
And love on each other. And that's what it's really all about.
Trent, describe Cabotogama to somebody who's never fished it before. What makes this lake so special?
You know, you can be out on Cabotogama. We are on the north shore. I mean, we're on the north border of Canada, and or the south border of Canada. We're on the north side of Minnesota. It's pure wilderness. And there are very few places where you can go and get the scenery and yet get the luxury of having a campground, resort, and a few of them along the south shoreline. And then you can be a mile into the lake and not see nothing but islands and trees and wilderness. The whole, you know, with over 200 islands out here and just loaded with scenery and bluffs and rocks, it's like something you've never seen before. And you don't have to, you know, go up into Canada to have fabulous fishing. It's here. One of the best things I think Cabotogama offers, it's one of the very few lakes that there's no such thing to us, at least the guides, and I would say most of the fishermen, there's no such thing as a bad time to come. We get fish when it's 90 degrees in July, when it's 90 degrees in August. We find fish. It might not be on fire like it is in June, but most of the time you're going to come back with some fish to eat, and that's something that very few lakes, not only in Minnesota, but across the United States can offer, where you're going to have pretty consistent fishing through the hot days of summer. So I think Cabotogama has something to offer that very, very few lakes can offer. And that's one of the things that intrigued my dad on buying a resort. We come up here on vacation in July, and we were catching fish, and that's what triggered my dad to say, I want to own a resort on here. It's phenomenal to be able to do that in July. So families that come up here on vacation, a lot of times they say, let's go in July when we can take the family up there. It's hot. We'll come up here. We'll go swimming, you know, doing a little skiing or whatever. And they find out, wow, the fishing's just as good in July as it is in June. In fact, I'll be honest with you, probably my favorite week to fish is the first week of July. So it's just a phenomenal, plus it gives you the scenery. You got, you know, the rock gardens, you got Kettle Falls, you got Hoist Bay, you got so much that they offer up here with so much history. It's just a hard lake to not want to fall in love with.
This week's fishing report, how's the bite? What's producing?
You know what? It's been pretty decent. I think the afternoon, evening bite may be a little stronger than the morning bite. Over the years, I've noticed that in the springtime. No particular reason. Just the bite is what it is. We're finding most of the fish right now, they're kind of ranging all over. And we're getting a lot of fish in that 30 feet of water. If you want an eater, you want something you're going to put in your frying pan, I'd suggest look at that 25 to 32 feet of water range. If you want to catch some bigger ones, go a little bit shallower and hit the shallows. Like you said, off the dock, you're probably 7, 8 feet, 10 feet of water, and you're probably going to pick up some bigger ones doing that. You also can get some eaters in there too, and they're starting to transition. The males are starting to transition, I think, into the shallower waters. So for that reason, I think you're going to start picking up some eaters off the dock. Now, I'd like to see the water temperatures, which are right now in that 50. I actually seen 53 today. I'd like to see those water temperatures in the 56, 57, okay, 58 degree range. That makes a big difference in them males moving in.
Okay.
And I think that's going to help, you know, help the spawn come along, move along. And so, but reality is fishing has been pretty decent. Springtime, I'm a big jig and a minnow guy. And most of the guides will tell you that. Most of the people that fish on this lake will, this time of the year, do a little bit of jig and minnow, and that's probably what they're going to do. However, I would tell you a slip bobber with a hook or a small little, you know, 1/8 ounce jig or 1/16 ounce jig will also produce walleyes this time of the year. It just depends on what you want. A lot of times when I'm guiding, customers want to be active. They don't want to sit there and watch a bobber float. Now, me personally, I love the bobber fish, but I don't get a chance to do it very often. However, I do have my grandkids coming up this weekend, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be putting a bobber down. So,
awesome.
But the jig and the minnow seems to be the bite that's the best bite, and I've been doing probably the best evenings, although today we went out and we did well in, again, that 30, 32 feet of water. You got to look for them in the springtime. This isn't obviously, you know, Cabotogama, and it's not a big basin bowl. It is structured. We got bays, we got weeds, we got mud, we got sand, we got gravel, we got rock points, we got 50 feet of water, we got 2 feet of water. And these fish can, this time of the year, be transitioning into any one of these spots. So you've got to work at it a little bit. I'll give you an example. Today I went out with a couple. We could only keep 6 walleyes, and we, because they had a couple from the day before, and we went out for a half a day trip, and the first 3 hours we managed to put 2 keepers in the boat, and we threw a couple small and a couple big back, and it literally came down to the last 15 minutes of their half a day trip. And in that last 15 minutes, which was noon, we caught their perfect limit of walleyes that they needed. And in the last 4 keepers were all 15, 16 inch fish, perfect eaters, and they all came in that 31 feet of water, and that was at noon. So this is one of those lakes that you might get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go hit this lake, try to think that's going to be the best ticket, and the bite might be hot at noon. I can't give you a reason why. I attribute a lot of it to the winds, the sun, the temperatures, the feeling in your hands when it's that cold in the morning, you know. But yeah, it's the jig and minnow bite, that's what I like to do at least this time of the year. I do transition over to other ways of fishing these things throughout the year, but right now, jig and a minnow, I would tell you to target the deeper water if you want to find some keepers. But at the same time, that last hour of daylight, probably going to find them both deep and shallow, and you can't hardly beat that bobber bite right before dark.
For somebody thinking about booking a guided trip with you, what should they know before coming up?
Well, I tell my customers a lot. I get that question a lot. What do I need to bring? I tell my customers I will provide you all the rod and reels that you're going to need, and I fish with the finest equipment you can buy. I'm going to give you the tackle we're going to put on there, and then I'm going to tell you this here. You better bring a smile and a good laugh, because we're going to have a lot of fun. I tell customers this here. There are 2 things that I try to give every customer that gets in my boat. Number one, I try to give them a great fishing experience, a great experience of being on the water. The other thing I try to give them is a great catching experience. Not every time are the fish on fire. Not every time can you go out and get your limit of walleyes in 5 minutes and think, wow, this, nothing can be better. Some days you got to work for them, kind of like today. But I promise them I'll give them at least one of those 2. And the one that I'm going to guarantee they're going to get is they're going to get a great fishing experience. So bring a smile, bring some laughter, because I'm probably going to ding on you a little bit, and you're probably going to ding on me a little bit, and that's perfectly fine, because that's the way I want this to be fun.
Where can folks learn more to book a trip with you?
They can call me on my cell phone number, which is 218-839-6844, or they can go to my website, which is catchfishhere.com.
That's great. Catchfishhere.com.
Catchfishhere.com. Pretty self-explanatory.
That's awesome. Trent, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thanks for everything you do to make fishing Cabotogama such a special experience.
Man, Jason, I can't thank you enough for having me a part of your team. I know that you call me up. I get several trips out of here, and I appreciate that. And all the other guides on the lake have nothing but great things to say about you and what you're doing to the Resort Association and the resorts and the lake out here as well, Jason. So I appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Trent. I appreciate your kind words. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Cabotogama Lake Fishing and Recreation Report. Big thanks to Trent Snyder for joining us today. You can learn more about booking a trip with Trent at catchfishhere.com. We'll be back next week with more fishing reports, lake conditions, and stories from the Northwoods. Until then, tight lines and safe travel. Be well.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.